If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Get into a real estate of mind right here with Think Realty Radio, hosted by Avi Goldhawk. Breaking down the latest market news, tips, and strategies, Avi Goldhawk is nationally recognized for his real estate expertise. It's only on Think Realty Radio, and it starts right now.
Think Realty listeners, it's your host, Avi, and guess what? Today we're talking about real estate. Today we're talking about the insights that you need to get started. And if you are in the single family space and you're already doing some flips, congratulations, hats off to you. If you are a rental investor, the same hearty congratulations. If I could give you a big hug over the radio, I would. And if you're looking at transitioning from your residential activity and you're thinking about taking on some commercial, my guest today is going to rock your world with the information that you need to do that. And I'd always suggest start the conversation about this stuff early. It makes sense. The more information that we have at our disposal, the better it is that we can make smarter decisions. The easier, I would say, it is to make smarter decisions. The fact that you have so many people around you, when you go to these meetings, when you go to conferences, connect with these people all the time, and you never know what's going to happen. You might just meet your business partner somewhere. That's what happened to me. I was on a bunch of conference calls when I first started, when I moved to Atlanta. I thought to myself, you know, gee whiz, I need to get into the game. And at the time, I was doing a couple of flips. I was a silent investor in a few deals, and I was constantly on the phone with this gentleman who was 10 years older than me, and he's now my mentor and also business partner. But I'm like, wow, you know, every time I talk to you, we have awesome energy. Let's meet in person. And we did. And since then, we've talked about life. We talked about all of these things during the first meeting, where we wanted to be, et cetera. And he's now my business partner here in Atlanta for a lot of the single family stuff that we do. And you never know how that works. And sometimes it's just like magic. So you have to put yourself out there. You have to be a little bit vulnerable. You have to tell the world what you're doing, who you are, what you're about. But the more conversations you have, the better and easier it is that you find yourself telling your story to people that you need to meet. And I think it's really cool to make that happen. My guest today is a friend of mine, a colleague of mine, a mentor of mine, and also a Think Realty coach, Pam Goodwin. She has a very successful practice of commercial real estate in Dallas, Texas. And I can't wait for this conversation, because every time I connect with her, every time I have her on the air, I think this would be the second or third time now. I think the third time, I always learn something new. In today's show, we're going to talk about the power of networking, the number one question that Pam gets as a successful commercial real estate investor, what she's really good at and what she can help you with. And also her reflection on the conference that we just had. So let's talk about that. Pam, you with me?
I'm here. Good morning, Avi.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. So let's talk a little bit about who you are and what you do. Let's have that conversation first, and then we'll start jumping into everything, because I know there's so much to talk about.
Well, thanks again for having me on your show. I always love spending time with you and sharing with your listeners on commercial real estate investing. So now, with more than 30 years of some format in commercial real estate, started off in shopping center development, on the landlord side, moved to the tenant side, developing more than 50 pad sites for Chili's and on the border restaurants. And now, more, 12 years have had my own real estate company, and we focus on three different, we do development, land development for single tenant net lease properties, which means we buy the land, lease it back to Walgreens, Chase, McDonald's type tenants. We also do consulting services. So if you have a piece of land and have no idea what to do with it, we can help you with that. We help our clients get financing. And we also do brokerage. So if you're interested in expanding your business to lease space, buy an investment property, we are here in Dallas, but primarily, throughout Texas, but we can help you anywhere buy your commercial real estate investments.
That's awesome. And if I have questions throughout the show, what's the best website I can go on, or how can I get in touch with you? Are you on LinkedIn? Are you on Twitter? Are you on, where are you?
I'm everywhere. So, but the best way to reach out, definitely check out my website at pamgoodwin.com. Connect with me on all the social media. We post daily on LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, as you know, try to keep up with you. I'll be on all your posts and how fabulous you are, updating with valuable content. And you can also just reach out to me by email, pam@pamgoodwin.com.
That's awesome. And you've also written a book which has awesome reviews on Amazon. It's called Winning Ways in Commercial Real Estate. I think that's, I had an opportunity to review the book and just kind of take a look at what you're talking about. And I think, anytime that if I'm listening, a lot of the gold nuggets that I'm going to take away from this are some of the topics that I talked about earlier, but also know that there are reading materials that you have available to you. And the Winning Ways in Commercial Real Estate Investing, I mean, that's free for Kindle. Like, absolutely take a look at that. Go to Amazon.com. Check it out. I mean, if you have somebody that's not only consistent on the radio, but then consistently doing what she says she's going to do in the real estate investing space and then talking about it in a really cool way, I mean, how can you not learn from Pam Goodwin? So make sure that you check her out. Again, go to Amazon and also check out PamGoodwin.com. So, Pam, we just finished off at the Think Realty event in Dallas, and there's a lot of conversation that happens there between whether you're an agent, whether you're a broker, you're a wholesaler, you're an investor. What are some of the highlights that you can take away from the event?
I know when the doors opened early Saturday morning on a rainy day in Dallas, and just to see all of the people really pouring into the Think Realty event, I was so excited, especially being my hometown and knowing how robust our market is for the real estate industry. But to see all of the people, to show up for Coach Mac Brown, he did the, the beginning kickoff with his inspirational talk, was so motivating. And to see all of the booths set up and the energy in the room, it was just so exciting that real estate, is such a great market to be in.
I completely agree. And I got a lot of questions about when should I start investing in real estate? Because it might be hot, it might be cold, it might be wherever it is right now. Is there a specifically good time to start investing in real estate, would you say? Or do you wait for any specific market condition? If so, what are the market conditions? Or should you just be on the lookout for a good deal anyway?
Well, I like, after I use the slide, I think you talked about it, but it's the same thing. When's the best time to plant a tree? 20 years ago, when's the next best time? Today. So same thing, even when, you talked about getting in the game, you have to get in the game. My husband and I, we have two boys, two sons, play basketball, and I always tell them you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. And you've heard that saying by Wayne Gretzky. So you have got to get out there, like you said, take action, start today, stop waiting, team up with people, joint ventures, meet people, networking. We can go more detail to that. But you have to get started. Stop thinking about it and start putting that first deal together. The first one's always the hardest, and then once you finish that, you're like, why didn't I get started earlier? So Yeah, take the risk and go for it.
Completely agreed. I mean, I think the first deal should be the hardest. It should absolutely be so hard it like takes you to the brink of failure unless you keep on going. Think Realty listeners, there's a lot more coming up with my good friend, mentor, colleague, and Think Realty coach, Pam Goodwin. If you have questions for her, check her out at pamgoodwin.com. And if you want to check out some of our training videos that we've created to help you build an awesome, like super cool real estate business, head on over to thinkrealty.com. It's a super place to go. I go there on a very regular basis. We've also launched a forum where you can have your questions answered by the community and us, the coaches. Got questions for me directly? Want to ask me one-on-one? You know where to go. It's already on Instagram at Abhi Golhar. I'm also very active on LinkedIn, as Pam said, and so is she. So get in touch. We are coming right back after the break. Don't go anywhere.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Abhi Golhar after these messages.
If you're serious about building wealth through real estate, then you need to attend the Think Realty Conference and Expo in Baltimore, April 14th and 15th. Buy, sell, network, and learn at this two-day event. We will have lenders, educators, and more, all focused on helping you achieve financial freedom. The Think Realty Conference and Expo in Baltimore, April 14th and 15th. Text ONAIR to 797979 for more information or register now at thinkrealty.com.
Open more, close more with 5 Arch. The more real estate opportunities you open, the more you close. 5 Arch delivers a borrower-centric approach to lending with common sense underwriting, versatile loans, and deep relationships, enabling you to access loans faster, easier, with greater volume. At 5 Arch, they understand that each deal has its own unique challenges. As a result, 5 Arch delivers speed and certainty of execution every time. Go to 5arch.com. Exceeding your expectations. Go to 5arch.com.
Are you on track to achieve your financial goals? Income-producing real estate is the most historically proven way to accumulate wealth and has created more financial freedom than any other means. Norada Real Estate provides everything you need to invest in the best turnkey cash flow rental properties. Our simple proven system will help you create real wealth and passive monthly income. Get your free strategy session with our knowledgeable investment counselors at noradarealestate.com. That's N-O-R-A-D-A realestate.com.
Are you a real estate investor who still self-manages your rental properties? Need more free time to scale and grow your business while saving money and freeing up time? Take 30 minutes and enjoy a free gold strategy session valued at $500 from SecurePay One. SecurePay One, the landlord helper, can field calls from residents, handle day-to-day issues, software, legal, and payments. Visit mylandlordhelper.com/free for a free $500 strategy session with the SecurePay One team. Sign up at mylandlordhelper.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill. Pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
Biz Talk Radio.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Avi Goldhar.
Think Realty listeners, we're back. We're back, and you know the sound of my voice. I know you're fidgeting in your seat because you can't wait to hear the gold that Pam is going to drop today. My guest is Pam Goodwin. She's a commercial real estate investor, broker, power real estate influencer in the industry, in the nation today, and also my guest, also a Think Realty coach, also just somebody that I absolutely look up to when taking a look at any major real estate decision that I have going on or that I need to make, or does this deal make sense? She's definitely on my speed dial. And I would encourage everybody to have Pam on her speed dial as well, even if it's on LinkedIn. I don't know what I would call a LinkedIn speed dial, but just maybe a contact on LinkedIn. Follow her, see what's going on in the space, because the right knowledge is the best knowledge, and she's one to provide the right knowledge. Pam, let's talk about this idea of networking. It's one thing to network. It's a totally different thing to network properly. What are your thoughts around that?
Yeah, I'm a firm believer like you to get out there and network at the right events, to meet people that you can team up with, you know, to do some joint ventures, to find out how you can help each other and get started. And, you know, at the Think Realty Conference and Expo in Dallas, I gathered, you know, after speaking at the event, you know, a pile of business cards. And as they say, you know, fortune is in the follow-up and also the follow-through. So after you attend a networking event, definitely following up with those maybe 3 to 5 key people that you met at the event, making a phone call, and then setting up the next stage of how you think you can do business together.
I really like what you said there. Fortune is in the follow-up and follow-through. Where do you think, if you're just starting out, where do you think people go wrong there? Are they following up and not following through? Are they doing a lot of action, but they're not following up properly?
Right. It's surprisingly, even going through a lot of these business cards, I was really surprised of how many spelling errors I saw on their business cards.
That's
and even errors
point.
In their email addresses.
Yes.
So I was really surprised of, you know, wanting to contact some of these. At least I have their cell phone number, but really, I know it sounds basic, but to make sure your business card is very clear on why the person should be contacting you, to make that clear besides, you know, all the information, your address and that. Let people know exactly what you do out there.
Now, I'm with you. I think having if you have spelling errors on your business cards, you're just not hitting F7 on your keyboard for a quick spell check. Like that to me is unbelievable, right? Like, spell check it. It's not hard. It's part of your brand and your presence. Like when you walk into a room and you see a speaker speaking, or you see Pam on stage or whatever it is, and they're delivering really good information, you expect follow-up, you expect follow-through, you expect professionalism. And the way to network properly is to start out with the right brand identity for who you are, your organization or company you represent, and the colors, the feel, the way that you walk, the way that you talk, the way that you shake hands, all of that in a package really tells the world what you represent and the type of person that you are. And that's how you just see this just total success. Like if you – the next event that we have is going to be in Irvine. I think it's a shameless plug, but here's what I want you to do, a little social experiment maybe, is come out and just kind of see – how to interact with people by watching some of the coaches, by watching other people locally in Irvine network with the people that they find most interesting. And you'll start to pick up on a couple of traits. You'll start to pick up on what's right and what's wrong. How do you do things properly and how do you do things incorrectly? And study that, then go back home, try it in front of the mirror, so that the next time you feel super comfortable in your own skin. And I think that's what you got to do. The more that you practice, the better it's going to be. So Pam, I know you get a lot of questions on a very daily basis, whether it's at an event or whether it's just in person via email, on the phone, through your website, through LinkedIn. What's that one question that you get all the time that you have answers to, just kind of putting it out there for folks?
Well, I would say the number one question that I always get is how to actually get started in commercial real estate. At the Think Realty event, a lady came up to me and she just completed her real estate classes and passed the test and now is going to be in sales. She decided she wanted to get into commercial real estate. And so we talked briefly and just asking her a few questions of, you know, what did you do before? She told me she was in the medical field, medical career, medical emergency room, and now wanted to get into real estate. And it didn't even dawn on her that when I recommended to her to take all of her medical contacts, those doctors, those people that she knows, to sell them commercial real estate, I could literally see the tears in her eyes, because it's hard to give up one career thinking you have to give it up and then get into real estate. But take what you know best, and she couldn't believe that she would be able to use her medical contacts. It never dawned on her. She just thought she had to give it up. But to now be able to use those contacts that she built those relationships now into her real estate business, she had tears in her eyes knowing she could combine the two careers, and that's an excellent way to get started.
That's a really good point. So what I'm understanding is repurposing, I suppose, in just the bluntest way possible, is repurposing some of those contacts and really digging to see what opportunities exist. If you're in the healthcare field and you're now breaking into the real estate field and you have the clinics as a potential contact, I mean, obviously there's leasing opportunities there. And people are moving, owners are selling buildings, small little units. Or maybe there's a physician that says, well, hey, you know, I have a couple of rental units that I don't need anymore. I need to offload it because it's a headache. There's a lot of pain there for that person. That is immense opportunity that you can jump on immediately. And if you're going to different events, how better of a way to come fully prepared, knowing that you can take advantage and, well, twofold, you can take advantage and you can also create massive impact with the people that you're helping. I think that's such an awesome, awesome idea. And it makes sense then for folks to transition then from single family to commercial. And I think even if you're transitioning, you don't necessarily need to jump fully into commercial. You can also dabble in both. Why not? Right? You still have a little bit of single family going on while you learn the commercial aspect from Pam and her training videos on thinkrealty.com or just going to pamgoodwin.com. But I think connecting with folks that are leaders and experts in the industry really will help to shape your view of what's going on and how you can benefit from it and how you can create impact for others. One of the things that I noticed at the event too, Pam, is in Max's speech and his words, creating impact and serving community was really important for him. And when I interviewed him very briefly, I think maybe it was like a 10 or 12 minute interview, we talked about three things. We talked about consistency, we talked about community, and we talked about excellence. And we're going to break, but I want to talk a little bit about these three words and how what they mean to you and how we can start to use them in the context of investing in real estate, because I think it's a very, very, very important topic as the markets continue to get hotter and as we start to see opportunities. Think Realty Nation. You got to go to thinkrealty.com for additional information about how you can invest in real estate. You got questions for Pam, hit her up at pamgoodwin.com. She's also providing excellent value on LinkedIn. I follow her on LinkedIn as well, so make sure that you do the same. And don't forget about little old me. I'm sitting here in the corner as well. Hit me up on Instagram at Abhi Golhar, also on LinkedIn if you have any questions for me as well. Check out the copy of our print magazine, conveniently called Think Realty as well, at Barnes & Noble and the 84 Lumber Stores. Pick yourself up a copy. I write for it. Pam writes for it. It's all super cool. And don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
If you are struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Biz Talk Radio.
Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhar.
Think Realty listeners, guess what? I'm back. Oh, yes, I'm back. For me, this is fun. I really have a truly a fun time interviewing my guests. And for me, when Think and I, Think Realty and I connected many years ago, we were always driving to find the best type of information out there and present it to the world. And I love doing that every single day on the radio for everybody that's listening. It's truly a pleasure. It's truly an honor that you're saying, hey, you know what? We believe in this overall concept. We want you to continue to host the show. And I'm so excited to do that. And then I get to bring my friends on, like Pam Goodwin, a master commercial real estate investor and broker out of Dallas, just so we can kind of talk a little bit about the basics. You know, it's sometimes the basics that get us most flustered. And a lot of the advanced investors, whether they're whether you're looking at syndication opportunities, et cetera, you know the same thing. I mean, you know all this stuff. It's the mindset that makes the man. It's the mindset that makes the woman. It's the mindset that makes the future. And if we don't kind of grasp that reality and understand that what we think becomes a reality, then it's very difficult to move forward in this space because we haven't leveraged ourselves properly. We haven't gotten past that barrier of, oh, wait, it really is me. And then who am I? And then what type of investor am I? And what type of opportunity should I be looking at? If we can't get to the core of that initially, I feel it's very difficult to move past that and actually learn from a perspective of being open-eyed and bushy-tailed and getting up in the morning and being able to soak in all the information because we're automatically blocking the stuff off that we don't want to hear. And so we run into this issue of selective hearing. The moment that we understand who we are as investors, holy cow, I mean, the opportunities just open up and it's awesome. And so Pam, let's, you know, we were talking during the break about this concept of this tree, right? The best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago, and the next best time to plant a tree is like today or tomorrow. Essentially describing the urgency of investing in real estate. And I think urgency can be taken two different ways. Urgency can be taken as, well, hey, you're telling me to go invest in real estate. Oh my gosh, I need to buy, and I'm not going to do my due diligence. The flip side of urgency is, okay, you know what? I'm going to always be open to opportunity. I'm going to evaluate what I have in front of me. And if something makes sense, then let's pounce on it and let's do something about it. Otherwise, you know what? I'm cool. Which way do you prefer?
As far as investing with when's the right time to start investing?
Absolutely.
I mean, now, you know, being in the business for more than 30 years and 12 years with having my own company, every single day is an opportunity. I always state everything is for sale. It's just a matter of timing and the price when the person's going to sell. But there's so many opportunities out there to get started in investing in real estate. I mean, you need to do it today. You know, yes, prices are probably a little bit higher than they might have been in the 2008, 2009. But I can go back to my parents saying, I wish when we traveled to Daytona Beach, we would have bought that motel now because, you know, woulda, coulda, shoulda, or wish I would have bought up on, you know, Tollway now 10 years ago because now the prices have doubled. So even though you think it's expensive, it may be higher now, you need to evaluate. You know, there's a lot, you know, evaluate, make sure you are making cash flow, paying off your debt, having cash flow on those investments. But you definitely need to get started today.
I love what you say. And I get a chuckle every time you say it because I think you also chuckle every time you say it. So now it's a habit of mine. So thanks, Pam. Every time you're like, everything's for sale. And then you chuckle. And I'm like, but that's so true, right? Everything's for sale at the right price at the right time. And going back to the healthcare professional that you were helping just getting into the real estate world, you just have to create more opportunities. You have to have more conversations. And the more that you do that, the more opportunities that you drive your way. And if you're just putting into the mind of somebody that, hey, you know what? If it is for sale, give me a call. I'll treat you right. Let's work together. It's going to be awesome. And the more that you do that, the easier things become. Let's talk about this concept of community excellence and consistency, because these three words are very, very powerful for real estate investors. Whether you're a pro or you're a new real estate investor, I feel like these three are just encapsulate everything that we need to be doing on a daily basis to strive to be better. Let's talk about community. What does that word mean for you in terms of real estate investing?
So for community, it means in my community, I'm always looking for ways to improve it. So if there may be an outdated building or something that can be repurposed, for example, the dry cleaners I go to on a weekly basis, I spoke to the owner and thought his use for that dry cleaners would be a perfect location now for an updated fast food user. And so I'm always looking around in my community of, you know, what's missing? Do I need a Starbucks, Chick-fil-A? I'm always talking about food because I like to eat, but, I know a lot of people will say, gosh, I need a Starbucks in my location. That old gas station would be a perfect Starbucks location. They'd talk about it, think about it. And the next thing you know, sure enough, the Starbucks pops up and somebody else had the same idea, but they took action and you didn't. So if you're thinking about it, probably other people are thinking about it. And so is that tenant, knowing that they're missing in your community, and to really get involved with your local economic development director in meeting with them. They are an excellent free resource to your community of how you can team up with them and collaborate on ideas of making your community the best and knowing what's missing and to enhance your community and teaming up together.
And I think doing things together is really, really important, especially for the betterment and especially for the impact of overall community. Totally agreed with you on that. Excellence. What does that mean for you?
I mean, excellence to me is just being the best you can be. I mean, the Olympics, two weeks was enthralled of watching those athletes train for 4 years. That is excellence to me, to be the best at your game and to know that you're the top in your field. Those athletes, what they work hard for, train every day, being the best, the knowledge, everything that they need from their coaches, and being mentored, that's what's so nice about Think Realty, being a coach with them, being able to share your knowledge and your, you know, excellence with them so that, you know, you've already done the work to help other people become excellent too.
That's a really good way of looking at it. I mean, I think it's not only you being excellent, it's also how can we empower others to, one, realize the greatness that they already are. And sometimes it just takes a perspective, or it just takes somebody else to kind of nudge you along and say, hey, you know what? You're really cool and you're really good at doing what you got to do too. Many of us listening, you know, we are business people. We are business women, business men, entrepreneurs, startup people. And you understand how to do that in your own business, empowering folks to be better versions of themselves, not only for themselves, but for their families, et cetera. We have one more word to talk about, which is consistency. But you know what? We got to go to break because I feel, one, a break's coming on, and two, the consistency piece is so crucial. I just can't cram it into 5 seconds and do you all injustice. So we're going to go to break. But when we come back, meditate. During the break, meditate on community and excellence, what that means to you. We're going to talk about consistency and kind of see what that means for you. And then let's compare notes. Got to go to break. But in the meantime, go to PamGoodwin.com. Go to ThinkRealty.com. Got questions for me? Hit me up on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, wherever. And the same for Pam. We're here to answer your questions so you can get better. Be right back.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Listen up, investors. Where can you find educational tools and videos, industry insights, lists of wholesalers, lenders, and REI groups, plus deep discounts from top national home improvement retailers? All exclusively designed for real estate investors and all in one place? ThinkRealty.com. Sign up for your free intro-level Think Realty membership today. Think time. Think wealth. Think purpose. ThinkRealty.com. It's a real estate of mind.
Open more, close more with 5Arch. The more real estate opportunities you open, the more you close. 5Arch delivers a borrower-centric approach to lending with common sense underwriting, versatile loans, and deep relationships, enabling you to access loans faster, easier, with greater volume. At 5Arch, they understand that each deal has its own unique challenges. As a result, 5Arch delivers speed and certainty of execution every time. Go to 5Arch.com. Exceeding your expectations. Go to 5Arch.com.
Protecting your investment property isn't an easy task. It takes knowing what to do and doing it. Thankfully, Affinity Loss Prevention Services provides education to keep your losses at a minimum and your property safe. Sign up for the monthly Affinity LPS newsletter and receive seasonally relevant updates on things that could impact your investment. Affinity LPS also offers discounts on home safety products like Stovetop Fire Stop and the Tattletale Portable Alarm. Protect your investment at AffinityLPS.com.
National Real Estate Insurance Group is the industry leader in providing coverage customized for investors. We insure occupied, vacant, and renovation properties across all 50 states, can combine all properties on one schedule, and offer convenient pay-as-you-go monthly billing. Visit NREIG.com today for your free custom proposal. That's National Real Estate Insurance Group at NREIG.com or call 888-741-8454, 888-741-8454.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhar.
Think Realty Nation. Guess what? It is the home stretch. The home stretch where I do my best to talk, let's say, at a 3x speed, just so you can keep up. No, I'm totally kidding. I'm not going to do that. But before the break, we were talking about three words that have tremendous impact for real estate investors across the country. The first was community. The second is excellence. Hope you had a quick second to meditate on those words. The third word, Pam, is consistency. Let's talk a little bit about what that means for you.
Yeah, you know, I always think you have to be consistent. That is definitely how you become successful, on consistency on what you plan on doing and making sure none of those bright, shiny objects get in the way. But if you're consistent, people start trusting you. They know exactly what you do, and it's so important in the real estate industry of, you know, finding that niche of what you do and being consistent is really key to success in real estate or any business, actually.
I totally agreed. I mean, if you're not being consistent, you're totally missing out. If you could be a wholesaler in real estate, you could be a commercial real estate broker like Pam. You can be a real estate agent working on building a buyer's list for single family rentals, for example. You can also just be a startup person or somebody that's been in business running a very profitable organization for the last 10 years. And if you're not consistent doing what you're doing, that's a problem. If you're not constantly hitting base hits, if you're not getting there, if you're not stepping up to the plate to be able to put yourself in a position to hit base hits and then a random home run, you're not playing the game. And then how can you expect to even get there, wherever there is for you, that version of success that you've painted for yourself in the long run? There's no way you'll even get there in a million years. Being consistent with your efforts on a daily basis, time blocking, using the productivity tools is what's going to help you become the successful real estate investor, businesswoman that you want to be, businessman, whomever that you want to be. Pam, let's talk about that book that you've written, The 1 Cent Lemonade to $1 Million Deals. And you have 25 lessons that you wish that you'd learned sooner. Let's run through a couple of those lessons because I feel that's really, really crucial. That you've learned on your journey. What are some of those lessons?
I know after being in the business so long, as you mentioned, put together a book and a chapter on each lesson learned. But some of them are, you know, ask for the order, pick up the phone, sell the sizzle, you know, be the go-to person. But the one I like the most is that persistent pays off. And as we know in real estate, time does kill deals. And, you know, being persistent, if you're looking at a property and it may not be for sale, following up with that seller, because there will be a time when they'll sell the property. So keep, you know, be persistent and not to give up. My motto that I say all the time is find a way and never, never, never give up. So those are a few of the, you know, lessons learned.
The never giving up piece, I think, is really important because it's not only consistency, but I think it's consistency on steroids, right? It's imagine starting a business from scratch and then stopping 2 weeks in because you feel it's too hard. And I feel like for most folks listening, Pam, the commercial real estate industry sounds really complicated. It makes a lot more sense to like flip a house, for example, than it is to lease a multi-tenant commercial building. What would you say to that person that's looking at the commercial space and saying, hey, you know, I'm not sure because I'm scared because it just seems like it's out of my hands. It's too big for me.
And I definitely find that a lot of people do have the fear and that they're scared. And then once they realize that what they've learned in residential, that commercial are a lot of the same procedures that you go through on buying a piece of property, then they're completely surprised. But you have to overcome that fear. And on a first one, I always, you know, recommend like you do, you know, teaming up with someone that has the experience so that you have less risk. Don't try to do it on. I advise do not try to do it on your own, at least the first one, unless you're brave enough. But, you know, something may happen. But teaming up with the right person is the best advice.
Teaming up with the right person is the best advice. So where do you find this person? In your backyard, I know one of my buddies, Dan from Memphis, he and his business partner found each other while running. I thought that was just the most hilarious thing ever. You know, I found my business partner on a bunch of phone calls. We'd been doing deals for about a year and a half, 2 years. We never met in person. Found out he lived in the same city. And then I said, hey, this is awesome. And we connected. What's the best way that you found to find a good mentor or a good business person that you can work with long term?
So I found after I left Brinker International developing restaurants for them, found my first business partner, and we were partners for 4 years, found them because they were also developing on the landlord side as Chili's. So we teamed up together. I have found other business partners on my deals just from, as we talked about earlier on the show, of networking. I had partnered up with a female partner who's also in real estate, and we bought two properties together. And so just start networking, talking to people. You know, as they say, your network is your net worth, and start writing down people that you think you can team up with, from doctors you may know, you know, people you know, your family members that may have money, that may own a restaurant. Start writing down a list of those contacts of people that you feel, you know, and just start meeting with them and say, hey, would you ever consider buying a piece of real estate together? They're like, oh, yeah, I've always wanted to. Let's team up. Find us. I have this deal. I know this one. And, you know, you'll be able to find the way to put that 20% down in equity and start a partnership that way. Just by talking, you'll be surprised of how many people are interested in investing in real estate themselves. And make sure your, you know, partnership, there's a lot of stuff you need to know up front, too, to find the right partners, especially when it comes to time to sell your property. You have to have a lot of questions up front on that. So it's like having a marriage when you're buying a piece of property. So, and I've seen disputes and partnerships, and I've seen great partnerships. So you have to be very, very clear up front what your goals are together.
Let's, I completely agree with you. I mean, being upfront, being honest, being transparent with where you are and where you're headed with any new relationship is absolutely spot on. You got to do that because that's such an important conversation to have. You're in Dallas, and we have maybe about a minute left before we have the end of the show. I want to talk about the Dallas market. Where are the opportunities that you're seeing right now? Let's leave our listeners with something actionable on top of everything else that they've learned today. Where are some opportunities that you feel make sense in Dallas?
So in Dallas, some of the best opportunities are the growing communities that keep expanding out farther and farther in the community. So maybe just by going 45 minutes to an hour out of the main Metroplex area, and some of those secondary markets are where I have always found great places. They're growing, they're expanding, you know, they're building new, you know, first of all, it comes to homes. And once you see a lot of home development, then those people will need places to shop. Your Walmart, your Target, your grocery stores will be expanding, and following where all that growth is happening and trying to tap into, you know, buying a piece of land for development or buying an existing building.
Gotcha. And where do you feel the residential piece is going right now? Is that still hot in Dallas? Do you expect that to cool off for a little bit?
Well, I was reading for 2018 on Realtor.com. They have Las Vegas as the number one city for home, you know, for home selling, and number two is Dallas. So we're still booming here in Dallas. It's with all of the corporations, we have so many large national corporations moving to North Texas, the residential. What makes us special is just that we have a low unemployment rate. We're building homes. We have excellent weather pretty much 365 days a year, unless you're out, you know, raining all last week and this week. But our weather is excellent for building homes all year long. That's a big benefit for in a strong economy here in the state of Texas. So we're proud and robust and growing, and it's still booming.
Awesome. Well, Pam, thank you very much for joining me on Think Realty Radio today. I appreciate your time, and I can't wait to connect the next.
Thank you so much for having me on Think Realty. It's such a great, you know, to be a coach and be part of Think Realty. Thanks again for having me.
You got it. Think Realty Nation, you heard it here. Get in touch with Pam Goodwin at pamgoodwin.com. Pick up a couple of her books at Amazon. Show her some love. Got questions for me? You know how to do it. Go ahead and go on over to Instagram at Abhi Golhar or LinkedIn or Facebook, or really just go to thinkrealty.com, pick up a copy of our print magazine at Barnes & Noble and the 84 Lumber Stores. That wraps up the show. Until next time, happy hunting.
The show is over, but Abhi's expertise is available for you 24/7 at thinkrealtyradio.com. Videos, articles, podcasts, insights, everything you need to create more for your future right at your fingertips. Think Realty Radio, a real estate of mind, online at thinkrealtyradio.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the Biz Talk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, Biz Talk Radio. Alexa, open Biz Talk Market Tips.
Talk Radio.